Rick isn't new to the motorcycle life. His dad was a rider. And after his recent death, he left Rick his old hog to fix up and ride, carry on his legacy, maybe even join a bike gang, if he ever got good enough. Rick's mom wasn't crazy about the idea at first, but she realized that learning to ride was a way for Rick to connect with his late father and grieve. And so this trip, driving down the coast to scatter his dad's ashes, means a lot to Rick for his first big drive out of the city. He tinkered with the engine as best he could, and he's feeling pretty confident in the bike's ability to get him where he needs to go. Halfway through his trip, and in the middle of nowhere, his engine is starting to give him some problems.
Rick looks at the position of the sun and narrows his eyes. He sees an exit for a small town ahead. He doesn't want to stop, but a break might be welcome for both his legs and the bike. A jolt between his legs and the sound of the engine trembling tells Rick it's time to pull off. Maybe he can find a mechanic to see in this podunk town, so he could advise him on the rest of his journey.
Rick pulls up to the smallest mechanic shop he's ever seen. He wonders if it's even still functioning, or if the edifice just has yet to be demolished. He parks in front, dismounting, his legs readjusting to the solid ground. His thigh muscles have been getting way stronger than ever before from gripping the bike. He takes his helmet off, wiping sweat from his brow, and waltzing into the shop in search of a mechanic.
He approaches a pair of legs in a baggy jumpsuit, working beneath an old fixer-upper car. Music is blasting from a nearby speaker. Rick clears his throat, to no avail. He crouches down, his hamstrings screaming as they stretch, and touches the big boot of the mechanic.
Out from under the car rolls the rest of the mechanic. A beautiful woman in huge boots, baggy jumpsuit tied around her slim waist, a tight sports bra, clothes and skin here and there stained in oil. Mariella sits up, brandishing a wrench in Rick's face.
Mariella scoffs. She takes one look at Rick and clocks him. He's wearing new riding gloves, nice Wranglers, fairly clean boots, and a pristine-looking jacket. He's new to the scene, but what's a square like him doing in a place like this?
She stretches, standing and walking out towards the bike, saying nothing to Rick. She jumps on his dad's bike, and Rick runs over, nearly wincing.
Mariella rolls her eyes and turns the keys Rick hadn't realized he'd left in the bike. She revs the engine, listening closely.
Rick nods. He doesn't want a change in his schedule to mess things up. He hopes she isn't a scam artist, but he regrets even thinking that, watching how lovingly she leans down to listen to the engine purr. She looks confident on the bike, like she belongs there. Her low back curves up perfectly, her thighs grasping tightly between, riding the rumble of the overworked engine. She turns around, watching him watch.
Rick perches on an empty step stool watching Mariella work. He explained, after she crudely asked, that he's not a pervert. He just wants to learn more about the bike, from a professional. Her ego had been stoked just enough, and the cash in hand didn't hurt, so she let him watch. Even if he was a creep, she thought he was cute enough to stare. Maybe he'd learn something. She watches him now from over the bike. How he looks away out of respect. She knows he's straining to not admire her bare skin. She likes the power it gives her. That's why she likes riding and working on motorcycles too. The power between her legs. She looks back at him again. She figures she may as well throw him a bone, given the respectful distance he's keeping.
At first, Rick isn't sure she's talking to him. Then he remembers there's no one else around for miles, and he flushes in embarrassment. He leans over the toolbox to find the wrench, and Mariella sees the back of his jacket for the first time. There's a huge patch with a serpent on his back. She recognizes it. He hands her the wrench, but it's oily and almost slips as his fingers touch hers. She grabs it, stopping it from clattering to the ground.
Mariella nods, understanding. Her dad had the same jacket, but he passed some time ago and left it to one of her older brothers who never realized its value, and she never saw it again. Even though she took over her pop's business, she feels a mixture of anger, regret, remorse looking at Rick. Then she remembers what she's working on and shakes her head. Rick offers her a warm smile. He knows that look well. It's the look he's been wearing since his dad passed. Mariella surprises herself, smiling back. Maybe she misjudged the kid.
The sun has set and Mariella's mostly done with Rick's bike. It might be the warm buzz of the beer settling in her stomach, or the twinkling stars, but something is making her slow down her work. If she wanted to, she could have had Rick out of here an hour ago. But something about him makes her want to stall, to keep him here, with his kind eyes on her. She sits on the creeper, taking a break, and uses her feet to scoot forward to where Rick now sits with his beer on the ground. His legs are open, and she glides right between them, kissing him on the lips. She giggles, sliding back.
Rick grabs the creeper and pulls her close again, taking her head in his hands and kissing her deeply. She tastes sweet. He wraps his strong arms around her waist, and she wraps her legs around him, hooking her feet behind as he slides onto the creeper. He kisses her neck, trailing his tongue up and down as she breathes heavily.
She pulls at his jacket, which he takes off, then pulls his white shirt over his head. She kisses the skin across his chest and collarbone, relishing in the taste and warmth. She writhes her crotch against his growing erection beneath his jeans, and he unties her jumpsuit, pulling it off to reveal her small, wet, red panties. He picks her up and sits on the bike, with her still wrapped around him. He turns the keys so the engine is on, vibrating beneath Mariella. She grinds against his erection, feeling the vibration pulse through her whole body.
Mariella nods, and Rick strips her sports bra off, kissing and sucking on her nipples, pulling her closer. He unzips his jeans, pulling down his briefs and revealing his erection. She sits down on it, feeling him fill her fully as the bike rattles beneath them, sending vibrations all throughout their bodies.
Rick's hands are on the handlebars, revving the engine, as Mariella moves up and down on his big, hard shaft, filling herself deeper and harder.
Mariella swings her hips forward and back, creating friction between her thighs as her body alights with pleasure and ecstasy. Rick kisses her neck, her breasts, every inch of her body he can reach while she brings his shaft into high gear, pounding herself on his cock with no sign of hitting the brakes. They rev one another's motors all night long.